From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Turkish airport has reopened a day after suicide bombers attacked the Istanbul airport, killing at least 36 people and injuring several dozen more. The Turkish Prime Minister saying the Islamic State group, also known as Daesh, is to blame. This passenger arriving in New York from Turkey late Thursday, make that Tuesday, said he is still very upset about what happened.
I can't believe it that, you know, I feel like, how are we alive? Like, you know, if the flight was delayed 2 hours, we would have been exactly in that spot. So, I mean, looking at the pictures, we were right there. So, it's just horrific. It's just unbelievable. And it's just speechless, really, you know? So, it keeps happening and happening. Just happened in Belgium. Just happened just now in Istanbul. So, I can't even fly anymore. I'm, like, so scared. So, everybody in the flight the same way. I mean, it's just disbelief. I mean, we're so lucky we got away with it, it looks like.
Meantime, no one is claiming responsibility for the attack, which comes as the Turkish government continues to deal with the dual threat of the Islamist extremists and the Kurdish rebels in southeastern Turkey. The Republican-led investigation into the terrorist attack on the U.S. outpost in Benghazi, Libya, 4 years ago that killed four Americans ended with no new allegations on the actions of then-Secretary Hillary Clinton.
So while this unfortunately took on a partisan tinge, I want us to stay focused on what I've always wanted us to stay focused on, and that is the important work of diplomacy and development.
Clinton, now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, says it's time to move on. This is VOA News. European leaders meeting for a second day in Brussels. British Prime Minister David Cameron met with the EU leaders for the first time Tuesday since British voters chose to quit the EU.
But they were very constructive discussions. They were very positive. They were very calm. They were very understanding that Britain should seek and Europe should seek the closest possible relations as Britain leaves the EU.
Cameron, who says he will resign because of the Brexit vote, says he will not be involved in the process of negotiating Britain's departure from the European Union. The head of the EU Commission said he is urging Britain to clarify its position soon. France and other EU members fear the longer Britain waits, the more economic damage could occur. On his last scheduled visit to Israel, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take courageous steps, in his words, toward negotiating a two-state solution with the Palestinians. Ban, whose term ends at the end of the year, said violence is no answer and that a solution cannot be imposed from the outside. He said it can only come from direct negotiations, mutual respect, and recognition of the legitimate aspirations of both peoples. A new public opinion poll shows most Americans believe Democratic presidential nominee, the presumptive nominee Hillary Clinton, would do a better job dealing with terrorism than Republican Donald Trump. Half of those responding to the Washington Post ABC News poll survey say they trust Clinton to handle terrorism, compared to 39% for Trump. The latest poll results show a significant shift in public opinion since the terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. Toyota is recalling more than 3 million vehicles globally for faulty airbags and defective emissions control units. The Japanese automaker's latest recall of 2.5 million vehicles for the emission control defects comes just hours after it recalled nearly 1.5 million for potentially dangerous airbags. The Japanese automaker said Wednesday the recall is for models of the Prius Hybrid, the Prius plug-in, and the Lexus CT200. Toyota says the recall is not related to Takata, the airbag supplier responsible for massive recalls over the past 2 months. Volkswagen has agreed to nearly a $15 billion settlement with consumer and environmental claims relating to its emission rigging scandal that broke last September in the U.S. A judge in California will hold a hearing on July 26 to decide whether to grant preliminary approval of that settlement. And the U.S. Senate blocking funding to fight Zika. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.